And now for something completely different. Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. It's totally terrific, totally transforming, totally triumphant Tuesday as we find unity from the Father through the Son and by the Spirit, all for the glory of God Almighty. I do want to let people know that I am aware the radio went out for a little bit. I'm just going to tell you how we can fix that a little bit, a little later on. But let's go through the intro. First, as we start this week, we start with Romans chapter 1, verse 6. The lesson begins by reminding us that we have been called to belong to Jesus Christ. The fullness of this monumental scripture is beyond our comprehension. God has called you to belong to Jesus. This call is a result of God's deep love for you and me. Despite the chaos around us, it's comforting to wake up and remember that because God loves us so much, he called us to belong to Jesus. Do you belong to Jesus? Next, one aspect that stood out to me was Paul's mention of his constant prayers for the church in Rome. It's not just the frequency of his approach that caught my attention, but Paul says he brings them and their needs before God in prayer. This suggests that when he prays for them personally and for their needs. He prays for their well-being and for their provisions. And finally, Paul continues in his introduction by expressing his eagerness to encourage the Christians in Rome in their faith and his desire to be encouraged by them in return. In this way, Paul can be a blessing to the Romans and they can be a blessing to him. This should be our goal as well. We should strive to bless one another because then there are a lot of blessings going on one to another. And that, my family, is a good thing.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn towards drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. After 35 years of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined KAAM, and this radio program began. You're about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, entertainment, and current events. Personal revelations, spiritual observations, my life's insanities, and oy vey, so much more. Just remember, it's not professional radio, it's just radio, which is why we had some kind of outage we don't even know about. So here's the bottom line. If you did not hear any of what I was teaching because there was an outage, I am not begging you, but I am pleading with you to listen to it sometime soon on the podcast because that part was really, I think, lights out important, and no doubt there was some spiritual warfare involved. So here's what I'm going to encourage you to do. Participate in the show. After the show's over, try and figure out how you can listen to the podcast. You can do it through the app. You can do it through the website. Just got to listen to a couple minutes just because I think it's worthy for you to pursue. Here's what we're also going to do. We're going to ask you what you think. What do you think about different things? What is your opinion? What is your thought? What is your comment? What is going on with you that we can pray for you in? What is going on with you that we can rejoice with you in? What's taking place in your life that we can participate in? If you want to, you can send us an email, david@hemustincrease.org. That's david@hemustincrease.org. You can also text us, 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483. Or you can call us at 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. When you call, you'll end up talking to Jammin' Jacob. Talking to Jam and Jacoby is like sharing a cheat meal on your diet with your favorite person. My favorite person is Noel, and my cheat meal this week was pizza.
I love pizza.
I know.
Sandy, I know, all like I'm about to cry over pizza.
It's just so good. It's got to be good for you. It's bread, it's tomato, it's vegetables, it's meat. How could it not be good? Anyway, all right.
Yeah, definitely the most healthiest meal.
Yeah. The only one that has reverse calories. Oh, no, that's Thanksgiving. I forgot. All right, so anyway, that's what it's like talking to Jam and Jacob. If you want to talk to him, you can. Please don't tell him everything that happened in your life when you were seven. Okay. Because he can't stand the phone that long. That's all. The only reason I'm saying it. You can certainly say hi and talk to him for a couple minutes. Just not real, real, real long. Here's the deal. We want you to be able to share that prayer request. We want you to be able to share that praise report. We want you to be able to answer trivia. How about this trivia? Ooh. How much time did the Lord add to Hezekiah's life? Was it 10 days, 15 years, or 10 years? Your answer is in 2 Kings chapter 20, verse 6. That is the question. How much time did the Lord add to Hezekiah's life? If you think you know the answer, you can call 972-445-0770. You can also text in 214-210-8483. As well, you can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. So whatever that is, 10 days, 15 years, 10 years, I just want to point out, you need to take 5 minutes, because Joy is telling me it was about 4 minutes that the radio might have been out. And after this, sometime today or tomorrow, listen to that 4 minutes you missed, because I have this better than normal hunch that it will be a blessing if you hear what you missed. That's all I'm going to say to you. I'm going to leave it there. That 4 minutes the radio was out in the last segment, I think you guys can figure out how to track it down. If you have any problems, by the way, don't hesitate to let me know. Okay. DNA. So we got the question. How much time did the Lord add to Hezekiah's life? 10 days, 15 years, 10 years. And in the meantime, we'll do our DNA. D stands for draw closer to the Lord.
Daily.
It is so easy to say, but it is not always easy to do. So I'm going to encourage you. If you have a hard time spending time with the Lord, here's what I'm going to tell you to do. Ready? Get up 10 minutes earlier. And put that 10 minutes to your devotional time, or 15 minutes, or 5 minutes, or 30 minutes. Or cut out 10 minutes of TV time. Or cut out 10 minutes of whatever time and just spend that time with the Lord. Just be free of distraction so you spend time with Him. That's D, draw closer to the Lord daily. N, never be ashamed of Jesus or His words. Never, ever, ever, ever be ashamed of Jesus or His words. Jesus is called the Word of God. Look at John chapter 1, verse 1. What is the Word of God? Dear human race, Genesis 1:1 to Revelation 22:21, love God. That is the Word of God. Never be ashamed of Jesus or His words. It is the Spirit of God, which is given through Jesus Christ, that was granted by the Father, by which the Word of God was written. So there you go. And then A, always be ready.
To serve.
To serve. I came across a passage today in Luke chapter 12. Absolutely fascinating. It absolutely says, be ready to serve. It's so amazing. In this one translation, be ready to serve. And then I read that, I'm like, hey, that's the DNA thing we do. It's like, listen, this is what the Lord wants of us. He wants us to be ready. He wants us to be prepared. He wants us to be able to be used by the Lord to serve all the time. All the time? All the time. That just means that your focus isn't selfish. It's selfless, and it's kingdom-oriented because you're presenting yourself. Now, does that mean when you're sleeping, you're presenting yourself? Okay, come on. But it does mean, instead of just thinking about you, you think about others, and him. Okay? And that's not a song. That's him. Okay, there you go. All right, once again on the triv, and then we'll break into the other stuff we got to do. How much time did the Lord add to Hezekiah's life? Was it 10 days, 15 years, or 10 years? Your answer is in 2 Kings chapter 20, verse 6. If you have an answer that is connected to that, you can call us, 972-445-0770. You can also text in, 214-210-8483. Ooh. You can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. Okay? Okay. It's all right?
It's all right.
All right, here we go. Into the passage we go. What is it about Tuesdays that we have fun? What's going on? I don't even know. Well, yesterday was fun, too, though, because we were talking about the Grinch. And then tomorrow I'm doing another Christmas message, really, believe it or not.
Yeah, we talked about having a plunger on your head.
That was good. That was funny. 1 year from today, plungers on her head. You'll see. All right, let's get into this. This is just marvelous. All of this is simply marvelous, although somebody is calling in to answer the trivia question. So we're going to wait on the marvelous and then get to that in a marvelous moment. And give them a chance to answer the trivia. But we are in Romans chapter 1, verse 6. I do want you to know what it says. You are among those who have been called to belong to Jesus Christ. So that's how we're going to open up this part of the show. In the meantime, we do have somebody who is ready to answer the trivia question. So let's send them on through. Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to?
This is Greg from Louisville, Texas, but I'm driving around Fort Worth right now.
All right, sir. How are you?
I'm doing all right. I'm doing my second caller with you. But the first I called you on trivia, I got it wrong. I think I got this one.
All right, you got this one. We're going to nail it down for you. Here we go. Let me set it up. You hit it out of the park. How much time did the Lord add to Hezekiah's life? Was it 10 days, 15 years, or 10 years?
15 years, I believe.
That is correct, Amanda, sir! You're a winner. That is right. Oh,
yeah,
excellent.
I got a heads up from my pastor last week. He kind of went over this.
That's a good way to keep it and to reinforce it. What's amazing is that Hezekiah, he did all right in the very beginning of that 15 years, but towards the end, he didn't hang out very well. And then you begin to understand why God said, you should have went when you went, but all right, that's fine.
Well, thanks, David Spoon, and keep doing what you do, man. I did not know that you were a recovered addict, and that's really inspirational. I myself got almost 3 years now.
Oh, God bless you, man. God bless you. Keep it going day by day, my brother.
Yep, I'm going to tune back in. I got to get back to work.
All right, God bless you.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Excellent job. Excellent call. Okay, now, all right, so I just want to go over this one verse. This is really cool. I have to. I like stuff like this. I get, you know, what happens is you get in the Christian faith. This is what happens. And I think it happens to like 90% of the Christians I've met, which is, a large amount. But you get into this Christian walk. You get the truth. You seize it. You love it. It's awesome. It changes you. It alters you. It's a life change. And we are just blessed by the love that God has for us. And then as we move along in the walk, other things happen. And when those other things happen, they chip away at that beginning foundation of how much the Lord loves us, because we know what we're like even a little more. And even though we've got forgiveness for all of our sins, we're thinking, man, but I've piled up a whole bunch since I said yes, and I don't always do the right thing, and there's some of that going on. And then what we do is we detract from that love that we first said, yes, sir. Love it, right? We love that we're being loved. But here's what I want us to hang on to. We've talked about this a lot the last, like, 3-4 days, which always tells me the Lord is trying to drive home a point for a person, a few people, multiple people, or all people. I mean, whatever it is that he's trying to do. We need to understand that God has called you and I to belong to Jesus. Now, you might think that the government owns you because you owe them money. Or you might think that something else owns you. But you need to understand that the grace of God and the mercy of God has made it so that you belong to Jesus. You are his possession. You are the Father's through Jesus Christ. So Jesus has that ownership element. And despite the chaos, and there's, I think there's a lot of chaos all around, you can still wake up every day remembering that because God loves you so much, you belong to Jesus. Unless you never asked to belong to Jesus. And if you haven't, you need to. Because you're missing the quality of life that is promised through Jesus Christ. Life more abundant. You will be much more alive. If you have not said yes to Jesus, you need to ask him into your heart. You need to confess your sins and ask him to forgive you. And you need him to ask him to be the Lord of your life. And if you do that, you need to take the steps. You need to present yourself so that you make a public confession of this inward work that the Holy Spirit is doing inside your life. You don't have to understand all of it. I promise you, God will train you. Every person who's ever become a genuine Christian automatically enrolled in the school of God. Just automatic. Nothing can change it. So I encourage you. And then for those of us who have been down this road and we love the story and we know it and we just rejoice in it, don't let Satan or your flesh or the world chip away at the foundation of that love that you belong to Jesus. Man, when it's all said and done, that is what will sustain us. Get it? All right, we'll take a break and then come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
Today is Have a Bad Day Day. I don't know. Have a Bad Day Day? Somebody had to take the time to name a day a bad day. I don't know.
But I think it's also National Men's Day, so that kind of works.
Yeah, okay. Well, there you go. Play Monopoly Day is also a holiday that some people like. And then World Toilet Day.
Okay.
I'm not even going to – not touch. Not even close. Not even going to touch that. For those that want to know, this is the stuff I like. This is what you get when you listen to the show. On this day in 1959, the Edsel was discontinued. That might be interesting. But this is what's fascinating. Rocky and Bullwinkle, Rocky and his friends, premiered on this day in 1959. See, that's important.
I hated that cartoon.
Did you really hate
Horrible.
That cartoon?
Okay. Horrible.
I liked the cartoon. I always thought, you know, the Russians did it. Do you remember when they were going
Natasha
through?
Natasha and Boris.
They were going through this whole thing with Donald Trump and that whole thing, and people kept dropping in these memes with it was so funny. I mean, it was some pretty funny stuff. And I will tell you one last thing, and we'll get into the teaching. We'll do trivia in the next segment. I will let you know that my wife and I got into a discussion last night as we were watching television, as we were watching a show, while we're working on stuff together, and I don't have the answer, so I'm going to ask Wonder Julie. And if you call in for a trivia, you might be able to give us the answer. But we're watching a show, and in the show, there's all these people that are skydiving. And then the last guy goes, and I tried to say, well, it looks like he's skydived. And then I was like, well, that doesn't sound right, skydived, because that's past tense. And then skydove. And then that didn't sound right. And then skydiving, that doesn't sound right. Skydivid, that doesn't sound right. Skydive, jump out. I mean, what is the past tense of skydived? It just seems weird. It seems like it's a weird. Do you have any idea what it is?
I don't know. I never would jump out of a perfectly good airplane.
It was one of those things we looked at each other and laughed because we're like, I don't even know the answer to this. My English is so bad. I can't even figure out how to give me the past tense. I mean, sky dove, but it just seems like a weird word. Maybe it's me. That's what happens when they experiment with you when drugs, when you're like 1 year old. Try this on him. Try this on him. That was me. All right, let's go into Romans chapter 5, verse 3. Poor Wonder Julie's going, what happened to you? Nothing. It's the same idiotic me.
Hey, I leave you alone for one day, and the wheels come off.
Yeah, the wheels on the bus go round and round. Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. That's KAAM. KAAM, the Truth Station here in Texas. If you're listening from San Diego, God bless you. If you're listening from Argentina, God bless you. If you're listening from Canada, God bless you. If you're listening from Venus, I want to know how. I just have to figure it out. Or if you're listening in a submarine, I'm kind of curious. How would you do that? Okay. If you're listening, that's a good thing. We do know there was a radio glitch. We are encouraging people to check out those 4 minutes that got disconnected by whatever means just on the podcast. We are going to get into our next trivia question. I hope you guys are ready for this one. A little challenging, a little bit. How many worshiping elders are mentioned in Revelation? Specifically, Revelation chapter 4, verse 10. Is it 12, 13, or 24? Revelation 4, 10. How many worshiping elders are mentioned in Revelation? Is it 12, 13, or 24? Revelation chapter 4, verse 10. The good news is you have a 1 out of 3 shot if you have no idea. That's good. But you can also look up the reference. If you want to, you can call us. That is 972-445-0770. 972-445-0770. You can also text in 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483. Or you can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. So I am required, but not by law, to remind everybody that we have a weird schedule coming up. So what does that mean, we have a weird schedule coming up? I'm going to explain that real clearly. We have a weird schedule coming up. is that pretty clear that way? I feel it is in my heart. Is that normal to say it's weird?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I'm just making sure.
Strange, weird.
It's weird.
Peculiar. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Here it is. On Thursday, there will be basketball, which we support basketball, right? It's SMU basketball. It will be on. There will not be a replay on our end. There will be a preemptive. It's like preempted. It's the other things going on. That will be on Thursday. Then we'll be back on Friday. But then we'll be doing a replay on Monday because Monday is Christmas. So I'm just making sure everybody knows. That's why I tell you to check out the site. That information is on the website. Okay, once again, and then we'll.
Then there's a. We're not here for New Year's, correct?
Yeah, also? Then the week after, yep. We're not here for New Year's. But yep. That's so far away, I don't want to blow everybody out. Okay. All right, 972-445-0770 is the number to call. 214-210-8483. Is the text, david@hemustincrease.org, is the email. How many worshiping elders are mentioned in Revelation, specifically Revelation chapter 4, verse 10? Is it 12, 13, or 24? Hike! Okay. Back to Romans. The rest of verse, I didn't finish really on verse. Well, I finished verse 6, but not verse 7, then we'll get into it. You are among those who have been called to belong to Jesus Christ. Verse 7, which is an emphasis on what was just said, this next verse. Dear friends in Rome, God loves you dearly, and he has called you to be his very own people. Now, most people will miss this, and I want to pull this out in the Greek. It's really cool. But he says, you belong to those who have been called. You are among those who have been called to belong to Jesus Christ. Dear friends in Rome, God loves you dearly, and he has called you. This is actually a great reference point for people to understand that God doesn't love just everybody in mass, and that's it. He loves people specifically as well as corporately. He loves all those people in Rome. He loves all those people listening to us on radio. He loves all the people that I get a chance to pray for and encourage, and that they get to encourage and pray for me. He loves all of us, but it's just cool because it's specifically stated, dear friends in Rome, God loves you dearly, and he's called you to be his very own people. And then he says, this may grace and peace be yours from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 8, let me say, first of all, that your faith in God is becoming known throughout the world. Ooh, I get almost chills when you got to think about this. The apostle Paul informs the Christians in Rome, their faith is becoming known throughout the world. It's heartening. It's a blessing. It's uplifting to think that our faith, your faith, my faith, our faith, and our connection from this goofy radio show is having impact on other people. And those other people have then impact on other people. And those other people have impact then on those other people. It's that ripple effect. And when you call in, I know I'm not trying to get people to call in. I'm trying to give you an illustration. When you call in and you share a testimony, you call in and you share something or say something or have a prayer request, it encourages the manifestation and the expansion of the kingdom of God. When other people hear it, and then they hear it, it moves inside of them, and then they use it and minister to others without even realizing it. It's like we're planting seeds in one another, and those seeds are always grown by God. We do all the watering in the world. The growth has to come from God. And so that seed gets grown, and then the Lord uses it and uses it, could use it right away, can use it in a month, a week, a year, 10 years, 20 years, 50 years. I don't know. That's up to God. But every time you're participating, we're participating in fellowship. And this is the same truth in church. It's not like this radio show, this is the only radio show that does it. Ridiculous. There's thousands of radio shows that do it better than we do. There's nothing wrong with that. You should want that. But your church does it even better. That's why if you don't belong to a church, you should get connected to a church. Because in that church, there's that same impact and that same element where you're affecting each other and strengthening each other. And then you come across somebody. You might say one sentence. I want to give, we talked to Joanne and Cordy a lot. Cordy said one thing, Dave, you said one time, kind of in indirect reference, something that she took on and made it a part of her life, and it made an impact. It's like one sentence, one statement, one word can change somebody's projection towards the Lord. That's what you're doing. That's what you're getting, and that's what you're giving. That's the kingdom of God, because it's advancing person by person. So he's in letting him know, and it's heartening to think, our radio show, the actions toward one another, that can be worldwide in its own way. This recognition, by the way, I think is one of the greatest compliments that any of us could ever receive from God. He's like saying, yeah, you're helping people. But the big thing here is you're helping his people. This is my argument, theological argument. You don't want me to go down the theology on this, but it's simple. You have to love what God loves, and you have to love who God loves. Before you say, well, he loves everybody the same. No, he does not. The scripture is absolutely clear that is not correct. Jesus is absolutely clear when he says to the Pharisees, you're of your father, the devil. That is not the same. So it's ridiculous. He loves everybody in that he sends rain. Not everybody belongs to Jesus. So there lies a big difference. You belong to Jesus. Your impact changes other people's lives. How cool. I mean, just like, okie dokie. It's like, good for me. All right. How many worshiping elders? You had that pink ping pong ball, did you? How many worshiping elders are mentioned in Revelation, specifically Revelation chapter 4, verse 10? Is it 12, 13, or 24? And the answer is 24. And for those who are trying to figure out, well, how could it be 24? Many believe that it has to do with the 12 tribes of Israel and the 12 apostles as a symbolic connection. Some think it's literal. Some think it's symbolic. And when we do Revelation, we'll offer both those up, but not right now. We'll take our break and then come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
Since the dawn of the internet, people have been looking for a website they can be proud of without costing an arm or a leg. People want a quality website to promote their ministry, business, hobby, or passion. Introducing Cowpunch Sites. Cowpunch Sites can help you create and maintain a quality website. From design to security, Cowpunch does it all. Cowpunch is a family-owned and operated business, taking a fresh approach to business. Lots of clients at lower prices. Make mom happy.
The most significant benefit of working with Cowpunch Sites is that you work with real people, not cheesy templates. No outsourcing. It's $57 a month, and there's no setup fee and no cancellation fees. When you go to cowpunchsites.com/dad. That's cowpunchsites.com/dad. That's me. Oh, did I mention that it's $57 a month? Cowpunch Sites, $57 a month, and that's no bull.
Dave, this is a nice radio station.
Oops, sorry. That's Cowpunch Sites, $57 a month, and that's no baloney. There, that's better. Cowpunchsites.com/dad.
The deterioration of the ecosystem, or creation itself, is definitely the result of man. You say, well, how can you say that? Well, Romans chapter 8, verse 19 through 21. I just read the scriptures. I don't need anything else. The Bible says this: the creation waits in eager expectation for the sons of God to be revealed. For the creation was subjected to frustration, not by its own choice, but by the will of the one who subjected it, in hope that the creation itself would be liberated from its bondage to decay and brought into the glorious freedom of the children of God. Creation itself is longing for the redemption that comes through Jesus Christ. And until that takes place, it is on a collision course down. The result of the ecosystem or creation itself crashing is a result of man's sin in the garden. So when they say, oh, well, it's not man-made, oh, yes, it is. Of course it's man-made. It's because we messed up in the garden. But I wasn't with Adam and Eve. You were in the person of Adam and Eve. And if you want me to use it, you were in the life-giving force of Adam and Eve. And if you want me to really say it, you were in the loins of Adam and Eve. You were there, too. They stuck their fist up to God and said, nope. And God went, okie dokie, here's the result.
The David Spoon Experience.
On Christ the solid rock I stand. All other ground
is welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. That's KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. We appreciate if you're listening in San Diego, if you're listening in Texas, if you're listening in Arizona or in New York. That should cover all the time frames. Or Hawaii, which would be even earlier. Or, I don't know, somewhere else.
Neptune.
Yeah, Neptune. I don't know. That would be tough, you know, because it's probably like it probably goes 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 1 o'clock. 2 o'clock, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock. All right, anyway, bottom line is we are here to encourage you, to bless you, to strengthen one another. We do have somebody that is calling in. I do want to make sure before we go down that road, we'll have the take the call in, then we'll probably do our triv and see, just kind of see where it all goes, because that's the best part of the show. We just want to do whatever the Lord wants to do. So that's our plan. So somebody on the phone ready to be sent over, send them on over. Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to?
Hi, David. This is Joanne, or Dr. David. I'll be official.
How you doing, Joanne? How are you?
Oh, I'm fine. I'm very blessed and highly favored. I did want to call in about a couple of things, and I just love every day of encouragement that we glean from your show. But you mentioned about my precious twin sister, Cordy, and that something she had heard from you had blessed her life so much. And I was reminded, this is like the fourth year since we discovered you. It seemed like it was December 4 years ago, and it was right after we had a house fire. And I was sleeping back in my husband's home. I'd been separated for 2 very sad months. It was the first time I'd ever been separated from my husband. Very lonely and sad time. So I was actually sleeping in the laundry room on a mattress on the floor. And Cordelia was in the guest bedroom. And so it was about 2:40 a.m. one night. And I don't know why I turned on the radio and it was on AM. I usually listen to Christian radio on FM. But it was on 770 AM and this very cheerful voice. And he said his name was David Spoon. And then I fell asleep. And the next morning or day or so, I looked up David Spoon on the internet, but it wasn't you. I think I saw a bodybuilder and such. But anyway, by the Lord's great mercy, Cordelia had heard about you too. And shortly thereafter, she mentioned you and how cheerful. And I remembered that from the few minutes that I was alert enough that night, how cheerful and kind that you were, a godly man and encouraging. And we needed that. I needed that. And so I finally did find you. We've become hooked. And we do want to give Eric credit for prompting you to use text messaging to answer trivia, because that was about the time of COVID. And so people were quarantined. And at first, you know, we would know a lot of the trivia answers, but we didn't call in. But over time, we became more involved. But thank you. You know, I just thought that this would be a fun time, this beautiful Christmas holiday season, to acknowledge what 4 years ago you started in our family. And then since then, we've told a lot of people about you. So kudos. And before we end our call here, I do have a prayer request.
Absolutely. Yeah.
I'll let you speak now.
First of all, I want to say, yeah, you're right. I was not the bodybuilder. And Eric just said that too. Yeah, it wasn't you. It was a bodybuilder. That's like, thanks, buddy. Yeah, that was not me. I'm a losing weight kind of guy because I'm still on that track doing pretty good. But I'm so blessed. I'm exceedingly blessed that the Lord didn't let you or Cordelia miss. I mean, you've been a huge blessing for Noelle and I and for the audience, and you have blessed hundreds and thousands of people, and it's just awesome. And people never know how far it stretches. We will know one day, but not yet. Yeah. And it's just been an honor and a blessing to be connected to you guys. You are a definite part of our family, and I just couldn't be any more pleased. I was talking to somebody who understands the difference for where I was in ministry in prior radio and this radio and this radio, this ministry, this based out of Dallas. This is like a family. And it's like, it's so cool. Mm. It's just like, I love it. I just love, you know, I when I don't feel good, I say, you'll feel better. I even say to myself, you'll feel better after you do a show talking to everybody. It's like, it's just true.
Yeah.
It's just true.
Yeah. You know, and before I did this call, my favorite verse is just about this, Psalm 68:6, God puts the lonely in families. And you all are our family. We feel so connected to you. We haven't met you face to face yet. We hope to. We give you and Noelle a huge hug. And, you know, anybody else that maybe someday on this show will get to see Ace and, you know, all the, and Gary and Deborah. I mean, and Mary, we can't tell you how much we have just become connected.
Yeah.
So thank you.
Yeah, and that's all the Lord. I mean, that's the Lord doing. Nobody could write this script. That's all I could say.
No, right.
There's no way a human could write this. There's just no way.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Dr. David. Keep up the good work. I do have a quick prayer request because we just want to be fruitful. And I've had a hiccup financially. I was expecting something to come through about 2 or 3 weeks ago, and I've been like pounding on that particular door, and it's not opened yet. But I know the power of prayer, and I would love for you to pray for that financial situation, so that I may be more fruitful for kingdom work and meet my responsibilities.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And we're going to pray that same thing for other people who are also going through some financial strips and financial challenges. So let's do it together.
Amen.
And let's do it collectively.
I agree with that.
And everybody who's listening to my voice, if you're a part of that, you know you're a part of this prayer. Take that faith. Take that 25 cents, 50 cents worth of faith. I'll take mine. Joy will take hers. Everybody will take theirs. We'll put it all together, and we'll have a lot more faith combined, and let's do it that way. Let's pray. Father, we come before you right now, and we love you, and we worship you. You're so amazing. That portion in Luke chapter 12 about how we don't need to worry about it because you know what we need. You know what the needs are. You know what they are before we even call upon your name. You know what's going on. You know what has to be taken care of. You know what the requirements are. You know where things will lead. You know what the unfolding is. And so we say thank you for being so amazing to us and caring so much that you know every nuance of what we're going through. And I'm praying for Joanne, and I'm asking you to break the restriction that's going on against her financially, to lift that off of her so that she can have a flow of funds to glorify you, not for this show, for your praise, for your honor, that she can do it, be a steward of it, and do it right. Do it before you the right way, and that, Lord, in that blessing, she would be just bless others. And that, Lord, we are asking you to help her in this situation, to break through the barrier that is restricting her, and to let the flow from heaven step in and touch the situation. We're not just praying for her. We are praying for her, but we're praying for every other person who's listening to my voice, who's going through that same process. We are asking you to beat back the enemy, to rebuke Satan, and to stop him from restricting and from stealing and from being the thief in these circumstances. And instead, let the abundance from the open windows of heaven pour into our lives. We need your help. We don't need more than we should get, but you won't let us be short on what we should get either. Let us be stewards of that which you commit to us, and let those opportunities open wide for every person that has confidence in you, expectation in you, and love for you. We pray that in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen and amen.
Amen. Thank you, Dr. David. And I'm saying amen for myself and everyone out there. I know there are many, many who heard that prayer, and they're clinging and believing as well. So thank you. Carry on. I love you all.
God bless you. All right.
Bye-bye. Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. See, now why that's important is for everybody that was listening. I want to use this dynamic to show exactly what we're talking about. We'll break right after this, but I want you to get this. And I know we didn't do trivia or anything. Just relax. Everybody calm down. All right, calm down, okay? All right, calm down, okay. I have to say that all the time. Calm down.
Everyone's like, no trivia question.
Okay, so here's the deal. If you listened to that prayer and you said amen, if you listen to that prayer and you're like, hey, that applies to me, do you see that's the connection? You share in that. You share in one another's burdens. You care and you share. And that sharing, that's the fulfillment of the law of Christ. You join in the struggle through prayer. Romans 15:30. Paul said, join in my struggle for me by praying for me. Not only did you pray for others, but others are praying for you. And that's what makes the connection of the kingdom of God so powerful. This is not human effort. This is grace given from on high. Do you know why there's moments where things are just crazy, crazy, and you like go, nah, I don't care? That's called grace. That is the grace of God pouring on the multitudes. You're part of that. You're part of that reception. You are loved by God and by the children of God. We are your brothers and sisters. We love you. Okay? All right. We'll take our break and then come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
Can't stand the skill. Can't stand the shame.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
And God's like, there's no room there. It's like, well, no. I can...
you know, not vote for either kingdom. Well, let me get this straight. You're not voting for the kingdom of God. Therefore, you're also trying to be a supporter of the kingdom of darkness? How's that work? That doesn't work. And in lieu of that, you know, I was, had a discussion with my son. We were talking about preparation and being ready, because you never know when the Lord, you don't know when that trumpet's going to blow for you. You don't know at that moment where God's going to go, ding dong, time's up. And I said, you always got to be ready. He said, well, you can't always be ready. It's like, no, you always got to be ready. Matthew chapter 24, verse 42, be ready, always be ready, for you do not know the day that the Lord will come. And that's not just from an eschatological point of view for life. That's for you individually. You got to be ready and watchful and aware, because this is kingdom stuff. And there's a kingdom being built to glorify God, and there's all the opposing kingdoms. And it's a pretty straightforward question. Which kingdom are you trying to support? That's the question. And if you say, well, I'm not supporting any kingdom, then you are opposed to the kingdom of God. Because you're either helping advance his kingdom or you're in opposition. And that's where Jesus split the line. And you think, well, that doesn't seem fair. We have a great word around this show that we like to use every once in a while, but with tons of love. Tough. It's like, it's not whether you think it's fair or not. You know, well, I don't think God, a God of love, would do it this way or this way. Too bad what you think. You're not God. That's not up to you. Well, that's just what the Bible says. Let me get this straight. So you believe that God can create the universe, but he can't write a book? Boy, that argument's going to get lost every single time. So my whole point in bringing this up is it's not a contradiction at all. You're either for in Luke 9, 49 and 50, you're either for the kingdom, advancing the kingdom, driving out demons in the name of Jesus Christ, trying to make declaration for the truth of God, or you're against the kingdom, whether you are verbally, physically against it, or whether you are verbally and physically doing nothing. There is no neutral. You're either a kingdom advancer or you're against the kingdom. And what's really hard, are you ready for your noodle to get baked here? Is the decisions that we make advance kingdoms. Do we consider our decisions before we make these decisions? Do we consider what kingdom we're impacting? Wow. Isn't that tough?
The David Spoon Experience.
Sometimes hallelujah.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the truth station here in Texas. That's KAAM 770, the truth station here in Texas. Doesn't matter where you're listening from, we're a part of it with you. That's how we look at it. We're going to do a trivia question, history, and then the final item that's teach. Hang on. This is going to be a fast ride for the next 9.5, 10 minutes. Here we go. First and foremost, the trivia question. Get ready for this one. By what was the woman who touched the hem of Jesus' garment cured? The woman who had the hemorrhage of blood, what was it that aided in her process of getting healed? What was it that aided or assisted in the process of her getting healed? Was it faith, love, or curiosity? Was it her faith, her love, or her curiosity? That's the question. What was it that the woman, she had the issue of bleeding, 12 years, had the hemorrhage of bleeding, what was it that she operated in that enabled and assisted in that process? Was it faith, love, or curiosity? If you think you know the answer, 972-445-0770. That's the phone. 214-210-8483. That is the text. And then David at hemustincrease.org. That would be the email. So if you're trying to figure out which is which, I was just kind of trying to help you. All right, so somebody is ready to answer a trivia question. Let's send them on through. Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to?
This is Gary. How are you today?
Great, Gary. And I missed you. I haven't heard you for a little while, so I wanted to make sure you're doing all right. How are you doing?
Well, about the same.
Oh, okay.
I'll just keep praying.
And we're going to keep praying with you, and I just want you to know I missed you. You know, just so you can know that, all right? All
well,
right.
Thank you.
You got it. Let me set it up for you. You can hit it out of the park. What did the woman have that assisted in the process of her finding that healing through Jesus? Was it faith, love, or curiosity?
I believe it was faith.
That is correct, Manessa! Absolutely. Absolutely, absolutely. It was her faith, and that faith was like, bam, done. And what's great is that Jesus goes, power came out of me. It's just like, what? What? It's so bizarre. It's like, what do you mean power came out of you? What happened? You know, it's like, I find stuff like that fascinating. Let me pray for you. I'm going to pray for a guy named James as well at the same time. And just so you can know, what's important about that, Gary, is that James, his brother is Pizza Mark. Pizza Mark was one of our listeners for years and years and years. Pizza Mark still listens to the show. His brother James had a stroke yesterday. So we're going to pray for him as well as pray for you. Okay?
Okay.
Let's do it. Father, we come before you right now. We thank you for the privilege of praying and talking to you and bringing things before you. And we thank you so much for your graciousness and how you minister to people all the time. And we want to pray for our brother Gary. We're not kidding, Lord. We want healing to come into his life. We'd love to hear that report. He's doing better. And in fact, he's doing awesome. Just pray for him in his physical body that there would be healing, that there would be issues that he's had to deal with that he could overcome, and that there would be grace given to him in situations. We ask for your grace in his life, physically and personally as well, in the issues he has to deal with and in his physical body. We pray that exact same thing for James, who's Mark's brother, who had a stroke. We ask for grace upon him, upon James, and upon Mark, and Mark would have wisdom on how to minister. We lift these people to you, Lord, because we are powerless apart from you. But in you, there is nothing that is impossible. So we are asking for the impossible to manifest, so that we can glorify your name and strengthen and bless one another. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen. Thank you very much. I've been praying for all of you, and I will continue to pray for you.
Thank you, brother. God bless you.
God bless you, and Merry Christmas.
You too. Bye-bye. All right. So now, this what's so amazing about this. Wait, we're going to skip the other stuff because I only have 5 minutes left. And the teaching. Wait, do you hear what the teaching? Ready? Wait. Oh, this. Your brain is going to go, you coordinated this. Like, nope, 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 nope. Listen to what Paul says. He says this is verse 8. It's like verse 8 and part of verse 9, and it's part of verse 9. How I thank God through Jesus Christ for each one of you. God knows how often I pray for you day and night, bringing you and your need in prayers to God, whom I serve with all my heart by telling others the good news about his son. What I want you to pick up on this is super cool, is and I didn't catch this before. I don't know why I catch it sometimes. Catch it, sometimes you don't. I don't know how that works, but Paul is not talking about the frequency. That's not the big thing he's focusing on, but he's telling people, I persistently pray. I pray day and night. I mean, I pray all the time. But what caught my attention is he brings them and their needs before God in prayer. In other words, he's praying for them, but he's praying for them personally and their needs. So he's praying for them for their physical well-being and their provisions. That's what he's doing. And so what I want you to pick up on is we were just praying for Gary, and Gary, he's got physical needs and he's got provisional needs. That's exactly what Paul is talking about, that we need grace in our physical bodies. This is what we need to be praying for Brother Asen, that I expect everybody to be praying for. And Lord, we ask you to bless Brother Asen, bring healing into his body right now in the name of Jesus. Manifest that grace for him in Jesus' name. And we ought to be praying for him on a regular basis. And what we need to recognize is when you're praying for people, don't just pray one or the other. Pray both. Pray for them physically intact. It's tough to do stuff when things are not physically right. And then pray for the provisionals and the things that they need and the things that they encounter. And maybe they need courage. Maybe they need patience. You don't even know what all those things are. That's what you pray to the Lord for. You say, well, how's he going to answer without me saying that specifically? I'm going to say this nice, but I don't, and I don't want you to be insulted. God doesn't need you to pray. He wants you to pray. He knows everything. You're not informing God when you pray. You're not giving, I didn't know if you knew this, Jesus, but I'm just, because you're interceding for me, I want to make sure you're up to date on all my stuff. Okay. It's not like being in a business where you get together once a week and then you update one another. Okay. That's not how this works. God already knows everything, always, continual, forever. Nothing is new for him. It's only new for everybody else. And so what he's trying to get us to do is recognize, hey, pray for the person, pray for them physically, pray for their needs, pray for it all the way across the board. And when you pray, and I gave this counseling to somebody recently, and when you pray, I will give you what I think is the absolute simplest way to have that prayer have a deeper impact. I'm just going to be honest here as best I can. Put yourself in the person's place who you're praying for. If you were in that situation, or if you were in that circumstance, if you had that issue going on physically, or you had that provisional problem going on, how would you like to be prayed for? That is how you should pray for people. Well, Dave, that can take 10 minutes. So what? Maybe you'll pray with more passion, more commitment, more devotion. This is what Jesus is talking about when he says, love your neighbor as you love yourself. Put yourself where they are. Put yourself in that pair of shoes. Put yourself in that situation. Then pray. And you'll find out you'll be praying with greater depth, greater faith, greater compassion. Because you need that too. See, that's the wisdom of God. It all engages with one another. First to the Lord God Almighty with our heart, soul, strength, and mind. Then to the people God brings in our universe as we love ourselves. That's what it is. That's how you do that. That's how we should be praying for one another. Okay? I want to let you guys know, you're phenomenal. The Lord loves you. I love you. He loves you more, but I love you. Just letting you know. All right, folks, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas, taking a 20 1/2 hour break. Then we'll come back. More Insanity with Spoonanity. Talk to you then.
The views expressed in the preceding program were those of the speakers and not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.